This reading is from Writing Home. The essay I'm reading from is called Nom de Plume. Un café, s'il vous plaît? I said, perhaps teasingly. All francophones in this part of the country speak English and recognize at once when an Anglo is showing off his pathetic European textbook French. It's a game played by linguistic tourists. I will be French for you if you pretend that my French is acceptable. Oui, she said. Not why or why, as she might have said in a moment of low enthusiasm, but oui. She might just as well have said, je serai ta belle épouse. Her oui had the same effect. Suddenly, with that one word, she was considerably less than plain. All over English Canada, we wasps affirm something and say yes. A terse syllable hissing from a mouth that moves almost grudgingly. This ultimate affirmation, this word that commands the blood to rush downward and release all of God's tumescence in a pledge of love. Yes? We move our lips so slightly that the word scarcely issues at all. This is not an affirmation. It is, at best, a furtive nod towards a workable compromise among people who want to keep their teeth warm and out of the wind. But oui, my waitress purses her lips as if to whistle, and they part in a burst that melts the snow and celebrates the whiteness of teeth and all the liquid wonder of her mouth. Oui, she cannot say this word without kissing the air between herself and me. I was caught inside the plot of an old writer. I had become his young hero. I didn't wonder whether I'd forfeited my own language for someone else's, or why my own value system seemed to have collapsed. I was taking cues from an unseen director, speaking my lines and hoping for a pleasant ending. It was clear in some unused part of my soul that God had sent me to this café, and that he wanted me married. As Bunyan would say, you want in your body to be mated, and in your soul to be united to another. My waitress brought a large cup of steaming black coffee and smiled. Her hair must have been long. It was black and glossy and gathered up in a fine roll with many errant wisps behind her ears. On her uniform blouse, she had sewn the letters L.M. Que veut dire ton monogame? I asked. I pronounced her letters. Their sound came back to me like an echo, L.M. L.M. Louise Mortier, she said. Dave Carpenter, I said. Salut, Dave.